Welcome to Shomach Shom on the Daf Shir sponsor, Lui Nishmas Ami Yaakov Shalom and Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Gimel. The Gemara in the middle of Amud Aleph asks, V'rabbonon, meaning Hananya Mishael Ve'Azayo, Le'eicho Nozlo, where do they go to? We don't find them anymore in Tanakh. And the Gemara brings three opinions. Either Be'ayin Hara Meisu, they died because Ayin Hara, or because Be'roik Tovu, they drowned in the saliva. When Umas Oilom were spitting on Am Yisrael, they drowned that saliva, or they went to Eretz Yisrael and they had children in Eretz Yisrael. Now the first explanation is there was Ayin Hara. That makes sense. There's something here which took out brought out the jealousy of many other people. Some of the Mefarshim point out that the jealousy came from the other tzaddikim, not specifically from other people. The tzaddikim that didn't have the nes the Chanan, Mishael Ve'Azariah had. And the Maharal adds that Ayin Hara over here was because their nes was a whole different level of nes. Daniel, for example, that his nes was that he was in Guva Arayos, he was in the lion's den and didn't die. It's not such a big miracle. Sometimes the lion is not hungry. But to be in the fire and to be saved is a nes goli. And I saw in the Shiurim of Ramosh Shapiro Zitzal on Perek Chelek, that he adds that in the time, this tkufa, which comes after Churban Bayis Rishon, there's no miracles in the world anymore. It was Seif Anisim. So having a nes is doing something which is extraordinary out of this world. So that's why the Ayin Hara, the Ayin was shirled by him. The second explanation is that they drowned in the saliva that on the spit that the goyim spit on Am Yisrael. As many of the Mefarsh point out, the Maharal says it doesn't mean literally that they drowned in the spit. But what happened was because the goyim disgraced Am Yisrael for the fact that Hananiah, Mishael Ve'Azariah were saved and the rest of Am Yisrael bowed down to the pestle, bowed down to the Zoro, as the Gemara said earlier. So they were punished for it. And even though they were tzaddikim, but at the end of the day, they represent the Klal Yisrael. So they were punished for it. Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyen, in a few places in his Sfarim Yisrael, Gedoyshim and Achshav HaSchorotz, he writes that when a person caused somebody else to be punished or to be disgraced, even though he's a tzaddik, and even though what he did was the right thing, but he causes harm to somebody else, he gets punished for it. If someone causes his friend to suffer, say he gets punished. Hanani Mishael Ve'Azariah, by being saved from Kivshan Ha'esh, that in itself caused Am Yisrael to be disgraced, to be embarrassed, so they get punished for that. And that's what it means, Beroik Tovu. And the third explanation, says the Maharal, is that they went there to Israel because they had such a miracle, so he sit for Gdusho HaGdusho. They belonged to Gdusho, so they went there to Israel Mokam HaGdusho. And Ramosh Shapir Zitzal there in the Shir explains that they, in their level, didn't belong to be anymore in Bavel. So either they leave, either they die, or they go up to another place of Kedusha. But to be out there in Galus, they didn't belong there anymore because they were in that level of Nisim of Kedusha, which is way beyond. The Malbim, interesting enough, he explains, everybody agrees they went to Eretz Yisrael. He says it doesn't make sense that such tzaddikim will die after they had such a miracle. Everybody agrees they went to Eretz Yisrael. But the question was, what was publicized about them? Because this was the tkufa when Am Yisrael start going to Eretz Yisrael. And these big tzaddikim, everybody heard about them, according to the first two opinions, they didn't want to publicize they went to Eretz Yisrael. So everybody said they died. They died because of the Ayin Hara, or they died because of the embarrassment they caused Am Yisrael. But really it was only a cover for the fact they went to Eretz Yisrael. And the mom goes on to add that that's what Daniel, the Gemara goes on to say, where was Daniel during the time the Hananiah, Mishael Ve'Azariah were thrown to Kivshan Ha'esh? And the Gemara says three things. Either he went to bring, to have the water in Tveria, prepare the water in Tveria, or to go and plant this certain seed, or to take away the young chazir, young pig from Mitzrayim. Says the Malbim is all part of the Cheshbon to go to Eretz Yisrael. Daniel's going to Eretz Yisrael, so he makes sure there's water in Eretz Yisrael. He's making sure to plant the seeds they need for Eretz Yisrael. And he's making sure to take the pig from Mitzrayim to bring it to Bavel, so Bavel will have no reason to start a war with Mitzrayim and then get into Eretz Yisrael and go through Eretz Yisrael. So everything is here is the preparation. We talk about when in the Galus Bavel, they're preparing to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Sechara Mishal Vazav and Miracle go to Eretz Yisrael. Daniel is preparing Eretz Yisrael. It's all ha'achono for the geulo that brings to Bayesheni. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to Hotzko, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.